A.M. Burridge, An Introduction. Alfred McLennan Burridge was born in Hillingdon, Middlesex, on 1st of July 1889. His father and uncle were both writers, primarily of boys' fiction, and by age 16, A.M. Burridge had joined them. The young man had ambitions to write for the adult market too. The money was better, and so was his writing. From 1890 to 1914, prior to the mainstream appeal of cinema and radio, the printed word, mainly in magazines, was the foremost mass entertainment. A.M. Burridge quickly became a master of the market, publishing his stories regularly across a number of publications. By the start of the Great War, Burridge was well established, but in 1916 he was conscripted to fight on the Western Front. He continued to write during these years, documenting his experiences in the classic book War is War by ex-Private X. For the remainder of his life, Burridge was rarely printed in book form, but continued to write and be published on a prodigious scale in magazines and newspapers. In this volume, we concentrate on his supernatural stories, which are, by common consent, some of the best ever written. Succinct, yet full of character, each reveals a twist and a flavour that is unsettling, sometimes menacing, always disturbing.
Smee, by A.M. Burridge. "No," said Jackson with a deprecatory smile. "I'm sorry, I don't want to upset your game. I shan't be doing that, because you'll have plenty without me, but I'm not playing any games of hide-and-seek." It was Christmas Eve, and we were a party of 14, with just the proper leavening of youth. We had dined well. It was the season for childish games, and we were all in the mood for playing them, all, that is, except Jackson. When somebody suggested hide-and-seek, there was rapturous and almost unanimous approval. His was the one dissentient voice. It was not like Jackson to spoil sport or refuse to do as others wanted. Somebody asked him if he were feeling seedy. "No," he answered. "I feel perfectly fit, thanks. But," he added with a smile which softened without retracting the flat refusal, "I'm not playing hide-and-seek." One of us asked him why not. He hesitated for some seconds before replying. "I sometimes go and stay at a house where a girl was killed through playing hide-and-seek in the dark. She didn't know the house very well. There was a servant's staircase with a door to it. When she was pursued, she opened the door and jumped into what she must have thought was one of the bedrooms, and she broke her neck at the bottom of the stairs." We all looked concerned.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?